This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Bible teacher Jill Briscoe gave a talk titled Prayer That Works. Sometimes we think of prayer as either working or not working, depending on whether we received our desired outcome. We know that He hears when we make our requests, the Bible assures us. He always hears, He always answers, and sometimes the answer is no. We can give pat explanations for God's no's, comparing God to a parent who says no when her child begs for an ice cream cone just before going on an amusement park ride that turns her upside down, because no is the best answer. But sometimes we must rest in God's no without understanding. Have you learned to say yes to the no when praying? Briscoe asks. The Apostle Paul prayed that God would remove a physical problem he had in his body, but God said no. When Paul accepted the no, he found that God was sufficient. Sometimes the wisdom of the no is clear as time passes. We see the good that God has worked in our lives and can finally say, oh, that's why God didn't answer as I asked Him to. Can you think of an oh, that's why time in your life? Briscoe gives us a great suggestion. Keep a list of oh, that's why things in your life to remind yourself of God's faithful grace to you and working out of His wisdom.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.